In some Protestant churches, this Sunday is known as Transition Sunday. Of course, we are a little bit confused with Labor Day being a week late. People normally, they have done everything, and now they come home to relax. And here we are now, after school starting, we have another weekend, Labor Day. So we welcome on this Sunday back all our brothers and sisters who have been away on holidays or vacations, whatever. Schools are opening. People are going back to their regular routine. Over the summer, a few have been born. A few have gone to their eternal rest. Some have moved away. Others have recently joined our community. That's why it is a transition Sunday. Welcome then, everybody. It is time to give thanks to God for bringing us together. We suffer from the invasion of noise, noisy radios, transportation noise, construction noise. And when I was in Reno, we had what we call people's noise. Our house was between one casino and the Greyhound Station, two great buildings, Comstock and Greyhound Station. So it was all day long, 24 hours a day, in fact. You hear people going back and forth, you know, talking loudly. Anyway, we are kind of getting used to the noise. I am not. I hope you don't either. You know, I was on the bus one time, and this lady was giving a recipe to her daughter on her cell phone, how to cook lasagna. And I knew now how to cook lasagna by listening to her directions to her daughter. If we subject ourselves to such constant and intense noise, we gradually make it impossible to listen and to enjoy sound. What is more beautiful than birds singing in the trees? Take your chair sometimes, go in the backyard and just sit there, just listening to the birds. There is an even more tragic aspect in our loss of capacity to listen. In a different sense, in a personal sense, we are often in danger of failing to listen to the real meaning of what is happening around us. We hear people speaking. We hear our parents speaking. We hear our children speaking. We hear God speaking to us, but we are not listening. And if we don't listen, we cannot communicate. In the Old Testament, people didn't listen to the prophets and patriarchs. They heard them speaking, but most people did not pay attention. Look at the story of Noah and the ark. It took him a long time to finish the ark. You know that? It was almost as big as the Queen Elizabeth. And people probably laughed at him. Now here is Noah taking the birds and animals two by two, as we are told, into the ark. I think he should have stopped termites and woodpecker. I don't know how they survived in the ark, you know, but he made it somehow. Anyway, so we hear people, but we don't listen. What voice of God we are not hearing? What cries of injustice, exploitation, have we closed our ears to? Are we fearful, ashamed of speaking out in defense of our Catholic heritage and our belief? If so, God's word today is, Ephatha, be opened. Be open and hear the cry of the poor, the oppressed, and the weak. Be opened and hear the cry of the unborn, the sick, and the elderly. Be opened and respond. Speak out in defense of God's creation. That's what Pope Francis is telling us again. Speak in defense of God's creation, the ocean, the forest, and God's masterpiece, the human being. You know, sometimes, as I said, we hear, but we are not listening, and therefore we don't respond. When Bishop Romero, most of you know about him, he became Bishop of El Salvador. The reason that he was selected, even by Rome and by his country, because he was a quiet man. And that for a short time he did that. He didn't want to disturb the military. But on the other hand, he was not taking good care of the poor and the voiceless. So finally one time, he said, "This is not right. I have no choice but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ." And he became the champion of the poor and the voiceless. And of course, that's when he had a head-on collision with the military. And he was gunned down while he was saying Mass. He listened. He heard a lot before, but now he listened. He put what he heard into practice. Today's liturgy gives us an opportunity to improve our capacity to listen. Today's gospel shows us the power of Jesus. His action in our lives can give us the power to hear the word of God, to listen, and to respond. He can open our eyes, our ears, our mouth to see and proclaim his gospel of love, peace, and justice. He gives us the power to value every human being, every human person as a child of God. And then we'll be able to reach across the gulf between the rich and the poor, the sick and the strong, the free and the oppressed. Jesus made us children of God. There is no distinction when it comes to God. We are all his children. You know, it took me a long time to realize when you travel and you go to these poor villages, whether it's South America, Europe, wherever. And in these small villages, you see a huge temple built to the honor of God. And you say, why? And then I started thinking, there is a reason for that. The temple is not just God's temple. That have the truth. The temple is also the place where the people of God come together. And therefore, it is their building. It is their church. This is the church of God, the place of God, but it is also your church when you can come into God's house. And those poor people in those poor villages, they cannot go to the governor's palace. They have no shoes, rugged clothes, maybe dirty. And so the only place they can go, and then the place they can call their own, is the church, the temple where God lives. And so we are lucky, really. And we are more lucky here because the churches are here is open at 6 and closes about 8 o'clock. I don't understand why churches should close during the day. That is the temple of God. It's your house. You have a right to come and pray anytime you feel like it. Not at night, of course. Don't ring the doorbell, okay? At the Last Supper, in a quiet upper room, Jesus gave us himself in the Eucharist. And then he gave the command, do this in memory of me. The disciples listened. The early Christians listened and kept meeting for the breaking of the bread. They could not see him. They could not touch him. But they knew that every time they came together, as we do today, Jesus is present. We are here to celebrate the Eucharist because we listened. Christ comes to us in a most intimate union, quietly, but full of power. He wants us to keep listening. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will refresh you. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Because we listen, we enjoy his presence. My Lord and my God, I believe in your presence. I believe that wherever we are, you are with us. And if everybody abandons us, Jesus will not. I am with you till the end of time. Do we take him seriously? He didn't say that out, you know, for nothing. I am going to be with you till the end of time. And so let's trust Jesus. Let us feel his presence, especially when we celebrate the Holy Eucharist. In a few moments, Jesus will be present here on this holy altar. Let us make an act of faith at that very moment, my Lord and my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.